It's clear that some of the ways social media sites like Facebook, Twitter and Tumblr are being used in Fiji are very negative. Alongside normal kinds of opinions and discussions, you can also find quite vile attacks on people, including threats of violence, allegation about people's personal sexual habits, and completely unfounded rumours presented as fact. Add to that the growing problem of cyberbullying, especially against children, and you can see why the government saw a need for tougher laws. Attorney General Ayer Sayed Khayyum stated in Parliament and was reported in Fiji Village as saying the new law is designed to protect the innocent and encourage internet users to show more respect for others.
If, for example, a parent feels a 9-year-old daughter, 12-year-old son, 12-year-old daughter, in some or the other, some intimate images have been put on them, they want it down, they know who's done it, or they're seeking relief, do you think they'll run off to Singatoga police station, where every 10, 20 different people get to see the images, the 9-year-old child will get dragged through the court system? This is how stupid the comments are, Madam Speaker. It's completely inappropriate. It's completely insensitive to the issue that this bill is trying to address. It's about vulnerable people. It's about children. They went on about trolling. What does the Act say? It says here, objectives of the Act, Madam Speaker, is to promote responsible online behavior and online safety. Promote the safe online culture, environment, cyberbullying, etc., etc., particularly in respect of children.
But some in the opposition fear the new law could also be used by the government to crack down on political discussion in Fiji. National Federation Party leader Professor Biman Prasad says while it's important to protect people against the internet's worst excesses, care must be taken that this doesn't infringe the right of free speech as well.
You also have to understand that the mainstream media has serious problems. We as opposition politicians have been concerned about the media decree and the lack of transparency and accountability in terms of how media operates in Fiji, and because of that, many young people and many opposition political parties and politicians use social media, and we believe that government has an ulterior motive as well in this bill, and we are fearful that government will use elements of the law now to actually suppress, you know, freedom of expression and alternative views. So that has also been one of our serious concerns about this law.
And you obviously would be concerned about what the definition is of hate speech. What constitutes hate speech?
Exactly, Bruce. We have heard a lot about this in this country for the last 2 or 3 years. And we've had cases where, you know, people are not sure. And it is not very clear as to what constitutes hate speech and what constitutes what doesn't. And in that kind of environment, it is very dangerous to have a law which is open to interpretation. And we can't, as I said, leave everything to the courts to interpret. The law has to be clear.